blast.
There he is,
hogging the limelight.
There he is,
a blue ring that works. He's number one, he's El Primo. Attitude and power sneaking. Attitude and power sneaking. He's that good, just ain't that easy.
Wonder Man.
He is a Mr. Wonder Man.
Wonder Man.
He's a Mr. Wonder Man. Wonder Man. Wonder Man.
Right, well, I have absolutely no idea what happened there. I am so, so sorry for the silence. Oh my lord. Oh. That's actually quite annoying. I don't know what's going to happen with regards to the actual stream. According to this, it's encoded for my downtime. I have no idea. Oh, that's annoying. Sorry about that. Really, really sorry about that. It's for some reason the computer just decided to just stop. You know, completely stop. Not do anything. I have no idea. No idea what happened at all. It just got to the... It just got to the end of Wonder Man and stopped. I mean, it happened around at the same time as Apple wanted to update something, so I'm going to blame them. Evil Apple! Right, well, that's kind of put us back a little bit. Don't worry, guys. We'll make the, however long it was, up at the end of the show. I don't know how long. I think it was about 5 minutes, but there we go. Rexy saying, looks like we're being Gavi's personal tech support. No, it's fine, really. I don't know what happened. It's the first time it's done it in a while, really. I can't really explain it. But if you're interested, it's an Acer Aspire, and I'm running Windows Vista. But I don't think it's anything to do with that at all. Yeah. I shrug. Right, well, we're going to get straight on with it. Is it really going to be saying a lot that we're going to play the Sonic Zone remixes next? You know, we've got a lot to get through in this show, so if you've got any songs that you want to request, I'd get them in quick, because I can't guarantee I'm going to play them. All will become apparent. Oh, pardon me. A little bit later on in the show, I'll say hello to everyone who's in the IRC in a few moments. Steve Jobs haunts from beyond the grave. Steve Jobs is always haunted. Always. He's never stopped. So hello if you're joining us because you're a regular listener. Hello if you're joining us through the Facebook page, which we've now started to use properly. Hello if you've joined us through Twitter. Just basically hello if you've joined us. My name's Gavi. You're listening to Radio Sega, finally. Sorry for the 4 or 5 minutes of downtime where everyone seemed to die. You can blame Apple if you want. You can blame Right Said Fred. I really don't mind. Don't blame the SST band, though. They were amazing. Started the show off with Afterburner version 2. And then, of course, we had the 7-inch version of Wonder Man. There's a 12-inch version, which is pretty much the same, only it's 5 inches longer. Not ready for you yet. Shut up. Not ready for you yet. Shut up. Right, so we've got some Sonic Zone remixes. This is Robotnik Round 3, the Robotnik bracket. I don't know who won the Sonic bracket. Rexy might be able to tell us. Anyway, you're going to listen to this music. I'm hopefully not going to go away again, because that would be awful. Yes. I do apologise. Let's get this show on the road. We've got stuff to do.
RadioSega.net. 8-bit to 128-bit. We play the best in Sega music. Sega! We'll be right back.
Well, wasn't that a nice little track? I probably should have mixed those up a little bit, because my Wispy Breath and Cloudwalker was so much more serene compared to Gary O and Brandon Strader there. We should have probably had a nice mix, you know. Never mind. Well, there you go. That was obviously the Sonic Zone Remix Competition Robotnik Round 3. And Rexy told us that she got through and is up against Amphibious, which is good. Well, not quite good, because it's Rusty Ruin versus Emerald Hill. Rusty Ruin versus Emerald Hill, which is a shame, because I wanted Emerald Hill versus Hilltop Zone. Oh, never mind. Right, so we've got some music that we really need to get on with. Rexy says we're so zenned out. Oh. Right, so who we got in the ARC then? We've got 27 people in the ARC. So hello to, obviously, myself, underscore Spondy, a winner was you, Biafra, C Jelly, CTR, D'Artagnan, Goldinho, KC, Mr. Stream, M20, Rax with a Z, I still don't know how to pronounce that, Retrix, Rexy, Rose underscore Sonic, Shadix, Lito, Croft, Shadow Remix, Shawnyboy 113, Silver Sonic, SJ, Sonic Remix, The Chaos Blue, The Joiner, Tracky underscore TD, hello, not seen you for a while, Trekkie Voice, and Sonic Zone Cop. And KC has sent me a private message. What have you sent me? Oh, I see. Okay. Right, yes. Hello, people. Hi. I'm going to talk to you a little bit properly. Hello. Everyone, I'd love to say we've got a lot to talk about, but we don't really. I hope you've had a chance to check out, if nothing else, let's play that. I hope you've had a chance to check out facebook.com / Radio Sega. We've done a lot today, actually. I've done an awful lot on there. We've been posting on it a lot more, and I've also updated the timeline. If you now go through from 2010, there is pretty much a lot of timeline events that we've put on with regards to live shows and everything. Also, a little disappointed Resident SD's not around, at least in the IRC. Anyway, I do hope he's tuned in, because, well, I want him around. It's kind of important, you know. Still, we shall see. We'll see. He might be around and just not in the IRC or anything. We'll have to try and find him, but we won't like hassle him and everything, because that's not what we want. But nevertheless, I think he'll enjoy being around for this show. We're not going to make it too embarrassing. In fact, we're not going to make it any embarrassing at all. It's actually amazing. This is the music from Alien Storm on the arcade, and yet it sounds very similar to the Mega Drive version. Probably a bit more, probably a bit more sound to it than the Mega Drive version. Rexy says she wanted to wish Resident SD a happy birthday. He's probably, you'd say he's out celebrating, but he's sat on MSN because I can see him. Hi! It is indeed Resident SD's birthday today, but as I say, we're not going to make too many references to it. Right, we have got some requests to play. I'm going to get all them. There's only three of them, so I'm going to get them in now, so that I don't have to worry about them later. Casey's got new IRC now. Seriously, let's not hassle the guy. Yeah, if he's away celebrating and doing something, then we'll, you know, leave him to it. It's fine. It's not going to be the end of the world, really. I'm sure he'll catch the podcast. Right, let's have a look. I always find it funny how people request Sonic music like there's nothing else to request. It's, well, if nothing else, it's actually quite amusing. Ah, got the wrong track there. But for the moment, I would recommend you hold away from requests. Purely because I have no idea if we can fit them in. Oh, actually, no, this was a Knight's request. Oh, that's not quite Sonic. We'll let you off on that one. Let's see if I can find it. I should have it somewhere. Where are you? There we are. And Silver Sonic wants a request. For the moment, I mean, I've got requests, and we'll hold off on requests for the moment. It all will be quite apparent when 11 o'clock rolls around. Needless to say, I'm probably not going to be doing too much talking tonight. Rose Sonic says, Sonic is a popular character, what do you expect? Well, our name is Radio Sega, not Radio Sonic, so, you know, I kind of expect a bit of diversity, really. You know, in this, apart from the Sonic, you know, in this actual music, in these two talk sections, I've managed to use Sega Superstars Tennis, Yakuza, AB Cop, and Alien Storm, and Altered Beast. So, there you go. I shrug, really, I'm... Oh, I don't know. Mystery! I thought Gary said it was all Sonic remixes. It could be worse, you could have had a cold.
Well,
I suppose I could have had a cold. Yeah. Anyway, let's get some requests on. Request time! We'll else we've seen since we played some Knights music that wasn't Knights versus Reala, Theme of a Strategic Future, whatever it's called? That was Gloom of the NHC. I can't remember what NHC stands for, but it's gloomy. Before that, Sonic CD Tidal Tempest, present version from the European version. And before that, Sega Carnival / Sega Illusion from Sonic Riders. There you go. Sorry, I had to swallow there. Trackadilly says he wished he had a Saturn. It's the only console he never owned. Well, I had a Saturn. It was the only console. It's the only console I actually regret getting rid of. Never mind. I shouldn't say never mind, really. The Saturn's was an awesome console. Some great games on there. Knights, Burning Rangers, Sonic R. Virtua Fighter 2 was superb. I love Virtua Fighter 2. And of course, Fighters Mega Mix. Daytona USA. Oh my word, so many good games. And you missed out on all of them. That's disappointing. I jest. It's not disappointing. Well, it is disappointing, but there you go. We have a surprise coming up soon. You'll never guess what it is. Well, you'll never guess what it is. I'm not telling you. Nobody's telling you. You're not allowed to know. Well, not yet, anyway. Aisle 10 JSRF, who's just come in. My dad threw my Saturn away. Oh my word! Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. That's annoying. Trackatidi says they'd only go to get it for Sonic Jam and Knights. No, you need Burning Rangers as well. It's a Sonic Team game. It's absolutely outstanding. Burning Rangers is quality. And he actually has Daytona. He bought it for 50p. 50p for a Saturn game? Where the hell did you get that? That's some... Well, there are no words. Everyone's saying, who are you? You must be new, Radio Sega _96. Judging by they've come from Mibit, I would imagine that's our web. That's our web IRC client, isn't it? I think so. Hopefully they'll do a rename. I clicked here to listen to Da Radio and it put me in a chat room. Ah, yep. You're in a radio. Well, yeah, you are actually in the radio. Congratulations. I'm reading about the Sonic Fan Music Festival, which is next... it's next Saturday. It's actually Sonic's 21st birthday. I completely forgot about that. Yeah, I'd completely forgotten that next Saturday is actually Sonic's 21st birthday. It's Rick. Slippery Gizzard. Now there's it. Aisle 10 JSO, at least my Dreamcast survived 18 inches of water in my basement. Well, there you go. That just says everything, doesn't it? Sega knew how to make their consoles, didn't they? Throw it down the stairs, it'll be fine. Drown it in water, it'll be fine. Just drown everything. Oh, and Brandon Strader is in the IRC. We have an Overclock remixer here. Hello. That's for your super awesome Overclock remix there. Hi. And apparently Gizzard is sometimes used as a term of endearment. That's a very strange term of endearment there, I have to say. So, I just go up to people and go, hello there, you slippery gizzard. Sorry about that, I was just another conversation on the go. Right, Slippery Gizzard. Very, very weird. Nice canned applause. I know, I've got loads of canned applause. I've got some, I've got a chicken. Somewhere. I can't find him. Here we are.
Chicken. Welcome to the Fantasy Zone. Get ready.
Yep. We're getting close to a surprise that we've got. I'd like to, the reason why I'm kind of hoping, I would send JSRF, yeah, oh yes, my GameCube broke. Well, there you go. I think, Governato, you forgot about Sonic's 21st. Well, I forgot about the fact that it was on the, I forgot that it was actually on the Saturday. That's why. I do. I remember now. Now I think about it. Summer of Sonic was meant to be scheduled for this Saturday, and we couldn't get it. Bit too soon. So there we go. We've got 35 people listening in. If we get like 5 more, I'm fairly sure we're touching a new record. Fairly sure. I can't remember how many Sega Ages Junior Senoi episode got, but. We can't be that far away. Anyway, we're 15 seconds away from a surprise that we've kept very quiet. Well, I only found out about it this morning, if I'm being honest. Nobody else knows about it. I know there's probably going to be one person that's very, very happy. And I've intentionally put Sam Broadcaster on manual DJ so that the surprise is not spoiled. Basically, I'm not going to be able to talk for half an hour because that's how long this next track is. It's 30 minutes long. Like, literally, 30 minutes on the dot. Rexy said it's funny that you actually played a chicken. Yeah, you see, the thing is I was looking for the Namco one and I actually thought it was the one that's called Chicken, but the one that's called Chicken is... It does that, which is, you know, no good. Boing. I've actually got boing as well, which is a bit weird. Boing. Cube! Sega Ages Juice Senoi episode 55, that one got. Oh. Well, we're on 38, so, you know, if we get to 40, we've hit a new Radio Saturday Night Sega record. Oh no, we're down to 35 now. They clearly don't like chickens. Oh well, wait. This next song is I'm going to dedicate it to Resident SD. I really do hope he's listening. Because if so, then he'll like this. You know, Captain Cloud Chaser didn't think he'd like it. I think he will. But before we get to playing it, there is obviously something else that we have to play first. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to shut up for half an hour. The deck is now on a volume of 0, which means it's going to be a lot louder than what you're used to, but hopefully not too loud that it will destroy your ears. I'm not even going to bother introducing it. Just sit back and let your ears enjoy what is about to occur.
me.
Come on now.
She's a man.
You wish you never ever met her at all.
Come on, come on.
You wish.
35 Street, Brazil. Well, this year's gonna be called Gaiocho. Que hola, cada, que hola, Omega. And this is how we gonna do it. Dale!
1, 2, 3, 4.
That was just fucking amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, for the last half an hour, you have been listening to Mr. Stream play with a 30-minute live mix exclusively for Radio Sega, featuring music from Acts 1, 2, 3, and Act 4, which comes out in 2 short weeks' time. So, people wanting the Pitbull Marble Zone mashup, it will be on Act 4. For those of you who actually want the full half an hour live mix, it is going to be on Sega Media very, very shortly. It's ready for download. There are no words. That was just absolutely stunning. In fact, while I get my breath back, let's just get another track on so that we can just fully process what happened. During all of that, we hit a brand new Saturday Night Sega listener record. We got up to 44 listeners. I have no words. We will be back in a couple of short minutes' time. There we go. I'm back to normal now. And apparently I said breast during that last break. I don't recall that at all. I have no idea. Weird. I've never... Oh dear. I Need Fruit saying he's never heard that before. That was Blitzchris and Melting Ivory from the Sonic Stadium Community album. There you go. I'm back to normal. I'm feeling better. Ironically, we lost listeners during that that remix, so that just proves the old adage that people hate Ice Cap Zone remixes. The M20 has just tweeted to Goldinho and me and Radio Sega and everyone and Tracker TD and the entire world. We've just witnessed history. It's a definite Saturday Night Sega moment. I said today that we were updating timelines on Radio Sega. I'm going to have to update it again. 44 listeners. Oh my word. Although, that said, there are a few of you on the MP3 stream. There's four people on the MP3 stream. What the hell are you doing on there? Get on the AAC stream. Everything will sound better. Silversonic says, you do know Blitz actually redid that song. No, I didn't. And I haven't got it because I didn't know of it. Melting Ivory HD, though. This song is in high definition. Actually, that's something that I do always find funny. I mean, obviously, I work at Specsavers, and we've kind of started a range of lenses that are called high definition. It's like, how can you make real life HD? It's like, oh, look, everything's going to look sharper than sharp. What? It just makes no sense whatsoever. Visit Jeff Hobbs says, thanks for the shout out. I wasn't aware we did, actually. We must have done it via Twitter. Via the super secret special person who's actually hijacking the Radio Sega Twitter account when I'm not tweeting on it. The Master Few says, I don't hate them. Ice Cap Zone. There's just a lot of them. Lol, Ice Cap. Yeah. Rexy says, I think people are more likely there for Mr. Stream's amazingness. I wouldn't be that surprised, actually. I wouldn't be that surprised at all. But, oh my dear lord. Not only was that... Well, not only is that like a record, but it's actually an amazing remix. I kind of thought, a bit like the Streets of Rage DJ mix, it's something that you kind of wheel out for special occasions. But I could actually see me listening to that quite often. Ice Cream Zone. Ice Cream Zone. Yeah. Oh, right, through the Sonic Stadium music album. Ah, I see. Yeah, I forgot you involved in that. Visit Jeff Hogg. He organised the Sonic Stadium music album. Hang on, where are you? No, that's not Sam Broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for Visit Jeff Hogg for applauding such awesome music. Yep. IO10 JSOF, I need the Ice Cap Zone remix. Go to whatever the link is for the... community album. I can't remember what it is. I got it out of the SSM Sonic Stadium staff board. Because, you know, I can get in there and all. Too many ice caps, not enough chemical plants. That reminds me, actually, there's a chemical plant mix that T-Bird wanted playing, and I said I had it. We were talking about something else completely different, but I said that I had it, so I'd play it. So we'll actually play that in this next music break, I think. Radio Sega 596 has joined Radio Sega! That's kind of amazing, because the last time it was only 96, and that was Brandon Schrader, who made the hilarious idea of, I want more listeners, let's play a Britney Spears mashup. I know you said that in jest, dude, but it actually worked. Oh, amazing. I Need Fruit has found it. It's projects.sonicstadium.org/musicalbum2011. It is there. Yep. Guys, it's Summer of Sonic in 3 weeks' time. That's quite scary, really, isn't it? My word. I don't know how we're going to cope, really. I've completely lost the track that I was going to play. Where's it gone? I saw it. Ah, there. No, that's not it. Where has it gone? Oh, it's there, look. Oh. Snake the Hedgehog, because he can't quite fit the G in. First, Ice Cream Zone, the first zone for the dudes that thinks it's going to be a Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 3. Well, yeah, no, that's that's true. I think Rexy should actually do this. Ice Cream Zone. To remix Ice Cap Zone, but make it sound like it's come out of an ice cream truck. I think that'd be quite good. Ice Cream Zone. It would be amazing. People would travel far and wide to listen to that. Ice Cream Zone, let's get fat. Yes. We found the revamped version of Melting Ivory HD. We'll probably play that a little bit later. Ice Cream Zone would be awesome. The zone could be melting as you run through it. I suppose that'd be a bit different. That'd be a bit like, oh, I don't know, really. Instead of doing bottomless pits, you just have the zone melting away in front of you, so you had to jump at it. Reggie says, we'll see what happens over time, but for now I've got to mash up Emerald Hill to Fusty Ruin. Oh, dearie me. Raph says, if I do any more remixes, I think the next would be a hard-style techno track. Well, Crystal Doom from Virtual On would work for that, actually. I quite like that. Mr. Stream saying he's getting overrun with messages. Well, you know, the remix was that good. The mix was that good. You know, it's just it's outstanding. I'm so glad to have a copy of that. Gordino says Castle of Illusion. Was there an Ice Cream Zone? There was actually. I'm fairly sure there wasn't. There was like a dessert level, wasn't there? It was just called, like, the Dessert Zone. And it had, like, ice cream and sugar cubes and all sorts. No, apparently in Ice Cream Zone you have to get to Eggman, who's making a giant ice cream cone. Is that going to be the boss? You have to defeat Eggman before he puts a 99p flake in the top of the cone. You're like, no! I was actually going to have some video clips. I had some voice clips that I was planning to do, and I don't have them. I'm clearly a bit slow on that regard. Too busy playing. too busy playing Gran Turismo 5. It can be called the Egg Creamer 033. You fight Mr. Whippy. Oh. I like that. It's Sonic versus Mr. Whippy. Well, to be quite fair, if you can have a Sonic versus Nike or Nike, if you want to be American, compilation, then why can't you have Sonic versus Mr. Whippy? Something for us Brits to sink our teeth into. Get it? Sink our teeth into? You know, because it's Mr. Oh, never mind. Let's get some music on. This song is something that T-Bird wanted playing. He mentioned it earlier on this week. I'm playing it now. Bit of dubstep for you.
Mixes. Only on Radio Sega.
Celebration.
Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
Check it out.
I
seen you about a quarter after nine. You shine in the neon sign. Where are you from? You floating like an angel of night into my life and leave me with a song to write. And now I'm loaded, holding my sack and wondering where she is at. With a line of customers getting mad, they didn't see what I seen. Nuh-uh, the store queen made everything easier for one fine E. And in my bloodshot eyes, all I can see is everything's fine. With a turning stomach, running lost through my head.
Come on. Hello, Allison.
I wanna hold your hand.
I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help now.
Hello, Allison.
I wanna hold your hand.
I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
You came in here again.
What?
I'm drinking by the copier. I made myself a promise.
Now what was that?
That I would finally talk to her. As I remain stable, I take another drink for you. I set it on the table.
Whoa, whoa.
I'm sure I look a drunken fool. I'm seeing two.
Whoa.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent stride. In a sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing to her.
Hello, Allison.
I wanna hold your hand.
I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
Hello,
Allison.
I wanna hold your hand.
I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
Hello,
Allison.
Oops, I lost my cue. Apparently I said ice cream zone. I've got food on the mind. Well, food and boobs, apparently. I have no idea. Anyway, that's the actual last music break I've got for the night. Would you believe it? It's amazing how short this show feels in my head, because we spent half an hour on that Mr. Stream track. Outstanding. Well, I suppose we know what songs we're going to close off on. We'll close off on... I've got a song that I'd like to close off on, but we'll also play Melting Ivory HD, which, if the first one's anything to go by, well... Or the original is anything to go by, should I say. I don't really feel like saying a lot, because I fear I'm gonna have some more verbal vomit and come out with something ridiculous. Aisle 10 Jet Set Radio Futurist, was that a song because of me? It wasn't, actually. It's because I wanted a sing song, but Sorry, I'm just kind of lost my train of thought. About. I was kind of hoping we'd have a bit of an announcement with regards to next week, but I'm not quite sure as yet. All I will say is keep your eyes on Radio Sega, Facebook, Twitter, and the website. It is in relation with the Sonic Fan Music Festival next Saturday. I don't really know what else I'm allowed to say at present. Anyway, once this track's finished, I suppose I'd best let the show close out like it likes to. Rexy says she made 3 tracks for Project Chaos, but wasn't too proud of what she did. I have to be fair, Project Chaos was probably my favourite Sonic Remix album. I'm probably going to sound really nasty here. I wasn't that fond of Hedgehog Heaven. But I think it was because, in terms of remix albums on Overclock Remix, it was all kind of new for everyone. It's not something that's going to happen now, but I'd love to see another crack of the whip on that one, actually. Especially with some of the music. Metropolis Zone is amazing! I love Metropolis Zone. Bit of Sir Nuts. In fact, actually, yeah, we're gonna have to get Sir Nuts on. I love that track. Welcome to the Metropolis. Oh, it's amazing. M20 says, this is the first time Gav mentioned the Fan Music Festival. I believe it is. Ah, right, cool. I've just been given the go-ahead on something. Right, so obviously we had a bit of a problem that arose during this show. Basically, Sonic Remix had mentioned to me about the possibilities of the problems that might arise, as obviously Saturday Night Sega should be on at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Join us for more Saturday Night Sega, because I've not had enough of it yet. next Saturday. But I do have a party to go to. I will endeavour to try and get out of it to come home in time. But if not, then obviously I'll give you plenty of notice. However, we obviously had a problem with the fact that Saturday Night Sega was going to be on during the Sonic Fan Music Festival. Oh dear. So here's what's going to happen. Instead of Saturday Night Sega being on at the same time as the Sonic Fan Music Festival, and instead of what Sonic Remix requested, which was to delay the Sonic Fan Music Festival until after Saturday Night Sega, because that was a bit weird, Saturday Night Sega is going to be inside the Sonic Fan Music Festival. Saturday Night Sega is going to be a part of the Sonic Fan Music Festival. Next week is a sort of Saturday Night Sega first, because just like this week where it was a first and we had like our new listener record, next week's going to be the first time I've ever broadcast the show on two different radios, as well, with the exception of Project 24, of course, but that's sort of a bit different. Next week, Saturday Night Sega, episode 114, is going to be broadcast on Radio Sega and Sonic Radio. And it's also going to be a non-request show, because I am actually being sent the submission list for the Fan Music Festival. So all of the music that I'll be playing will actually be tracks that have been contributed as part of the festival. So really, really looking forward to that, actually. It's going to be a lot of fun, you know. It's actually also kind of funny when you think about it, because I say that I don't like the fact that I always get Sonic Remix, Sonic requests, and yet I'm going to go and play loads. So yeah, that's a super special announcement for you, just to close the show off. Next week, Saturday Night Sega should be on Radio Sega and Sonic Radio. No change to the time, still 10 p.m. till midnight. And we will be a part of Sonic Radio's Sonic Fan Music Festival, which is also the same day as Sonic's 21st birthday. So it's a nice way of us also getting involved on that as well. That's the wrong track, Gav. That's a Sir Nuts track, but it's not the one you want. In fact, you can't find the... Oh, it's... Hang on. No, I can't find it now. Where's it gone? Where's my Welcome to Metropolis track gone? I had it somewhere. I've lost it. Oh, that's just rubbish. I think I know where it is. Hang on, people. Oh. No, it's not. Oh, there it is. Aha! Aha! You won't hide from me. Sonic Zone Cop says next Saturday Night Sega is next week again. Well, yeah. Saturday Night Sega, always on Saturday nights, usually. Demaster for you says, look in Ice Cream Zone. Rexy gives me a link to Overclock Remix. I've already got it. No, I have got it. I found it. It's fine. Rave Rave Renato says, next Saturday we all get as many people on the stream for this. Well, yeah. KC proving that his English is definitely not his first language. I've listened to Mr. Stream's live mix on Radio Sega and was able to keep my body from moving. The Chaos Blue says, wait, what? I need a rundown. But next week, Saturday Night Sega is going to be a part of the Sonic Fan Music Festival on Sonic Radio. So, is that? I'm sure. That's that. We'll tweet it if people don't quite get it. We'll tweet it and we'll make sure you all know. What am I looking for now? There we are. Oh wow, he's got it under his proper name. Oh, I say. Right, so we've got three tracks to close the show off, but as is customary, we need to tell you what's coming up next. Your next show is indeed Archangel UK with Radio Redux. And after that, well, there's no sort of Sega anymore, is there? So I think it's onwards to Friday, actually. With Turbo Drive Live, probably Forever Sonic's Random Hour. I don't actually know if he's on next week or not. He wasn't on this week, and after that, obviously Late and Live. Yes. Demaster for you says, okay, I'll let Ice Cream Zone die now. Yeah, it's all melted. It's melted. And then obviously today, next Saturday, blah. Right, okay. Let's before we let this show close on a real downer, because it's been a while since we played some music and I've just been talking at you incessantly. Let's get some music on this. Sir Nuts, welcome to the This is now Sir Nuts and welcome to the Metropolis. My name's been Gavi. You've been listening to a world record breaking Saturday Night Sega, or at least a Saturday Night Sega record breaking Saturday Night Sega. I'll be back next week, 10 o'clock, on two radio stations. That'll be a first. So, catch you then. Good night.